I think there's something wrong with me, I'm not gonna lie. But welcome back to $3 Down, ladies and gentlemen. My mom recently went shopping for some Halloween candy. She brought back some Nerds. You know what Nerds are? It's like those tiny little rock candies. They come in the little tiny boxes. It's like pink and purple, grape and strawberry flavor. Really good stuff. Really good. Really addicting stuff. And I was reading the packaging. The box that the individual Nerd portions come in. It's saying, like, may contain eggs. What do you mean, may contain eggs? What kind of nonsense? Like, I'm holding it right now. You might hear some, like, a little bit of rattling right there. I got some Nerds. I'm looking at it. It's saying may contain eggs. What do you mean, may? You're the manufacturer. What do you mean, may? Shouldn't you know if it does or doesn't contain egg? What are you talking about, may contain egg? I may plant my fist in your face. Are you joking, dude? May contain egg? You created the thing. How do you not know if it contains egg or not? What kind of nonsense is this, dude? I mean, granted, I've got no problem with it. I'm not, like, allergic to eggs or anything, but it's still kind of horrific. You know what I mean? How do you not know what's in your own stuff? What's in your own candy? What's going on there, dude? I mean, granted, this stuff is still delicious regardless. This stuff is great. I haven't stopped eating this stuff. I got a little trash can right next to me. It's like filled to the brim with purple and pink nonsense. This stuff is delicious. My sister's got a problem with it. She always picks out the pink ones, the fiend. She only picks out the pink ones, dude. She leaves the purple ones. But I mean, they're both good. They're both good. Now, I gotta say the pink one is definitely superior to the purple one, grape. But I mean, they're still good. I'll still eat the grape. It's not too bad. I'm pretty sure all the pink ones are gone. It's just an entire bowl filled with purple Nerds. I'm the only one in the house that likes the purple ones, I think. But, I mean, they're really good. I don't know why. But still, don't forget about the fact that they are saying may contain eggs. What kind of nonsense is that, dude? Absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, I was sitting here just, like, meditating, just thinking. And I'm like, why did they change Spider-Man so that he has to use these web shooters? You know what I mean? You know, like, in the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies, he didn't need web shooters or whatever. He just sort of shot webs out of his wrist, like an actual spider. He just sort of produced his own web from his own body. Why did they change it so that he needed like a web shooter? Why is that? Is there like an actual reason as to why? Is it just like an aesthetic thing? I always thought that was kind of weird. I thought it was cooler when he could produce his own webbing. You know, he's more like an actual spider that way. Now he can't produce his own webbing. All he can do is, like, he's like really strong and he can stick to walls and whatnot, you know? Come on, man, he's Spider-Man. Let him shoot his own webs. Why does he need this web shooter? Because when he finds himself in a situation without his web shooters, or his web shooters get broken in some way, like, what happens then? You know what I mean? Like, spoiler alert, but in the Amazing Spider-Man movies with Andrew Garfield, is that his name? I think that's his name. Correct me if I'm wrong. I truly apologize if I'm getting it wrong, but I think his name is Andrew Garfield in the Amazing Spider-Man movies. I think the first one, when he's fighting the lizard grabs him and he's like crushing his web shooters and he can't use them anymore because they're broken. Tobey Maguire wouldn't have had that problem, dude. He doesn't rely on the web shooters. He's got his own web. He shits out his own webs, dude. Not a problem. What's going on there? Why did they change that? Good lord, I always thought that was kind of weird, kind of odd. I like the being able to produce your own web type of deal. Maybe they did it because they could sell more toys that way. You know, honestly, like seriously, maybe they did it because they could sell more toys. Like you can sell, like just market it. Wow, get your own pair of Spider-Man web shooters here. Instead of like, you know, Tobey Maguire, he has no web shooters. He just sort of produces his own web. Can't really market that too much right there. But I mean, now you got who's the new one? What's his name? Oh, man, I forget his name. Tom Holland, I think. Tom Holland and his Super Omega Advanced web shooters that Tony Stark produced or whatever. You can market those into oblivion. That's awesome, man. But still, I thought it was a lot cooler when he could shoot his own webs. I thought that was, you know, really playing into the whole Spider-Man type of deal. Now he's just like, I don't know, man. Sticky Man. Honestly, I don't know. It doesn't scream Spider-Man to me. It screams Insect Man more than anything. Good lord, man. I got a lot of people asking me, like, what kind of music do I listen to? I listen to a lot of music at work, I always get people asking me, hey, Isaac, what are you listening to? I always say, I'm listening to some power metal. I really like power metal. For some reason, I always see on the internet that people really bash power metal. I got a group of friends I talk to on Discord every day, and there's one particular one, he really hates power metal. He thinks it's, in his words, cringe. Why is that? Why do people bash on power metal so much? I dig it. I really like power metal. That's my favorite type of music. It's my favorite genre. Whenever I'm feeling down, dude, just play some Dragon Force or whatever. There you go. Get me through the fire and the flames. I'll be happy in no time. Now, what I don't like about power metal is the music videos. The music videos are sometimes like really rough. I don't know what it is about power metal, but there's so many videos of these bands like dressed up as Vikings or whatever. You know what I mean? They're always dressed up as like old Viking warriors. They got the face paint. They're all wearing like fur. They all got battle axes and swords and whatnot. What's going on there, dude? I don't like that. I don't like that. I'll listen to the music, but miss me with those music videos, dude. I'm sorry, but they're a little rough. I like the music, though. Don't get me wrong. The music is awesome. It's beautiful. I really like the music. But the music videos, dude. Ooh. I can't take it. I can't take it when I'm seeing these dudes just like standing there in these fur coats with their battle axes on. It's just why is that? Why is like Viking culture kind of mixed in with power metal? What happened there? Why is that? There's a lot of power metal bands that are just like Viking oriented or like Norse, there you go, Norse oriented. What's up with that? Why is that? I mean, I'll still listen to the music. I'm just wondering why that is. I don't know, man. I gotta do a bit more research on it, but I love me some power metal. Like I said, that's my favorite genre of music right there. I love power metal, really do. Dragon Force, my god, dude, every single Dragon Force song, oh, really good. I love me some Dragon Force. If you're looking for a new band, you don't know what Dragon Force is, listen to Dragon Force. They will quickly become your favorite band. Trust me. Good lord, man. I finally met the notorious crop duster at work. If you don't know what a crop duster is, it's someone who goes around, casually walks by someone and farts in their area. There is a crop duster at my place of work. And I finally figured out who it is. I've made it my personal mission to track down whoever this crop duster is. And I don't know what I'll do, to be honest. I have the information now, but now that I have it, like, I don't even know how to approach it. You know what I mean? How do I even begin this? Hey, man, I'm suspecting you of crop dusting the hell out of me. Please stop. How do you even bring that up in a normal conversation? I think I know who it is. After like many days of expert deducing, expert logical reasoning, I think I found the culprit. This dude, I don't know what his problem is. But it's always the same guy. And what led me to believe that it's him is because he's always the one to bring up the smell. You know what I mean? He's always the one to say, my God, what is that stench? What is that? Like he wants someone to react to it. Like he wants someone to take notice of it. And you know, it's like the classic deal of whoever smelt it dealt it. But you know, we're not in third grade anymore, so we're not going to go around saying, oh, you smelt it, you must have dealt it. No one's going to say that, dude. This guy, every time there's a foul stench in the air, he's always like, my God, good Lord, dude. What did he say one time? One time I died laughing because it was pretty funny what he said. What did he say? Oh my God. I forgot, dude. Oh my God. He said something hilarious. It was like, did someone eat Captain D's in here or something? Because Captain D's suck. I don't know what it is about Captain D's, but it stinks really bad. At least the times I've had it. It's like really odd. I don't like Captain D's. I don't know if that's what he said. He said something food related, and it was just the way he said it was hilarious. But still, the hilarity does not excuse the disgusting nature of the crop duster. Absolutely vile individual. I don't know what's up with this guy, man. I don't know if I should even confront him. Like I feel like I would be the weird one in this scenario. Like, oh wow, this guy's been crop dusting me. I gotta figure out who it is. I gotta deduce. I gotta go near everyone. Whoever walks by me, I gotta keep track of their names. I feel like I'm the weirdo in this situation for taking it that far, you know? Why am I going so far being so persistent about this person going around crop dusting people? Who cares? Who really cares? But I mean, it's like, you know what I mean? It's when you put so much effort into it, you just can't give up. Because then you feel like you've just completely wasted your time. When you put so much effort into it, you got to stick with it. That's how I felt. I was like, okay, well, I mean, I'm this far already. Why would I give up? I might as well see through it to the end and find out who the hell this crop duster is. And I think I found it. But like I said, I don't know what I'm going to do with this information. Do I blackmail him? Do I say, hey, I know you're the one. You are the one. How do I bring this up? I don't understand, man. Don't understand. I'll just keep this in the back of my mind for safekeeping. Who knows? Maybe somebody might have a problem with the crop duster, and I could say, I got your back, buddy. I got your back. I got a whole load of evidence. I got all these fart samples. Got you. I got you. Good Lord, man. But I think it's going to do it for me today. Thank you very much for listening. But before I go, I'm going to recommend you a song really quick from the best playlist on Spotify. My playlist, Absolute Bangers. Let's see, dude. What do we got on this fine day? Since we were talking about power metal, let's see if I can find a nice, wholesome power metal song. Oh, here we go. One of my favorite songs right here. Listen to Forest of Destiny by Twilight Force. Good God. This song is majestic. This song is beautiful. Absolutely riveting stuff right here. The Forest of Destiny by Twilight Force. Just listen to Twilight Force in its entirety. All their songs are pretty good, dude. But The Forest of Destiny, my God, dude. Really good stuff right there. Really good stuff. But I think that's going to be it for me today. If you enjoyed listening, please be sure to share this podcast wherever you can. Let your family know it exists. Let your friends, let your spouses, let your dog, let your cat, let whoever know that this podcast exists. Let them listen, dude. Let them listen. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you all later. Goodbye.